Okay, let's go John, N2NBR next, W2BOB with the CBS Net. Good to have you back with us, John. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning, everybody, Bob. And let's see, my sleeping habits lately have been not too healthy, but I stay up late and I suffer in the morning. So anyhow, temperature here is 71 degrees. And humidity is 57%, and barometric pressure is 30.009, and steady. Wind is almost calm at 1 or 2 miles an hour from the south-southwest. Yeah, I got on 20 meters yesterday. I know, Bob, you and I have our usual problem hearing each other, and... referred to an old friend of mine from the Yonkers, the old Yonkers Amateur Radio Club days, back in the 60s and 70s, a former German scientist by the name of Hermann Böhning, W2MZV, and he was among the scientists who came over to in our direction after the conclusion of World War II. And he set up repeaters in Korea, and he worked on the rocket program in Yonkers, and they built a section of the Atlas rocket there, I think. And but he was a great guy. Other thing I wanted to talk about was the upcoming Ham Fest. I think it's the Barra Ham Fest. I have to figure out when that's going to be and find some directions to go there, or at least get an address so I can plug in the GPS. Other than that, back to you guys. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, John, N2NBR, W2BOB with the Sunset. And a lot of attention has been devoted to Dayton, you know. That's happening response, and apparently they have some serious problems there as far as parking and stuff, so we were getting instructions from one of our net members on the 20 meter net who lives in Dayton and attends the Ham Fest every year, the Hamvention, and he said there are a number of parking places that have shuttle buses to take you to the arena where the convention is held, and no immediate parking in the area, I guess, except for those who are distributors or sellers of equipment. All right, we've gone through the list altogether, so let's take a pause for any other late check-ins for this net. W2BOB here, and we're standing by.
KM4JDT disconnected. KM4JDT disconnected.
Oh, thank you for that message. We didn't know he was connected. Connected, huh? Okay. With that, let's get back up to the top, and we'll make this 73 round. We've got a good list today. We thank you for that. And, we'll get back to Alan. Anything else you have for us? 73 out. AC2ZUM. W2BOB.
W2BOB. KC2ZUM. And let me see. Who am I giving a late good morning to? I hope I said good morning to you, Vinny, and good morning to you, John. Not too much else to add, so... we'll just make this a 7-3 transmission and hope that everybody has a very good weekend. And happy Mother's Day greeting to the wives out there, of the wives of the members of the group, and to all the mothers out there. Have a very happy Mother's Day that's also somehow or anyway might be listening to this net. And that's about it. So have a good weekend. Hopefully catch you here on Monday. So back over to you, Bob, W2BLB. This is KC2ZUM 73.
Okay, Alan, very good, and we'll look for you Monday. With that, let's go to Paul next, AC2TW2BOV, for whatever else you have, with 73, Paul.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T, fly business, Bob, yep, good time for 73s. And John, good hello to you, good morning to you, and I just want to let you know, I did hear you on the net list yesterday. I was just listening, but because I was busy doing other things, and I was just listening on it, and the propagation wasn't the greatest, but you were pretty strong. I heard you direct with no problem at all, and as far as Herman goes, I've heard stories about Herman, and I know about him also, but you were putting in a beautiful signal down here, anyhow, to me. I did hear Bob. Very weak. It's kind of weak this time, but I usually hear him great. And some of the other stations were down in the mud. The loudest one was, L.A. He was pretty loud to me. But all the rest of them were really down in the mud, so I know 20 meters wasn't the greatest. But that's the way things are, I guess. Anyway, I'll say 73's all. All have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you Monday morning. So W2BOB in the group, AC2T.
Okay, Paul, very good. Thanks for the report. The propagation was El Cinco yesterday, so hope it improves by Monday. All right, let's see, next on the list is George, NY9A. So over to you, George, and 73 on the end, please. Over.
Yep, my coffee cup is empty, and so is my head. So I'll be moving along here. But I did want to say, echo the sentiments that have been expressed by the others to the ladies. Happy Mother's Day, because, boy, you deserve it. Where would I be if you weren't a mother? Or where would any of us be? And let me see. Bob, you might comment, where's a good place to go for propagation information on the web? Because I know that you do have a spot that you like to look into. And I think I'm going to make that, now that I'm fiddling around with 40, I think I'm going to be checking that out frequently. And other than that, I can't remember anything, which is nothing new. But a delight being with you today. It's such a beautiful day, and I hope everything goes your way today. Have a great day, guys. W2BOB in the group, NY9A is signing clear.
Hey, George, NY9A, W2BOB. Well, I subscribe to a service that gives me up-to-date DX reports. There was one, DX Sherlock. Look that up. Do a Google search for that. But I'll check and I'll email you the one I subscribe to. I forget what it's. Nominal cost, he tried to say. So that should help you out, okay?
Thanks a bunch, Bob. I really appreciate that. 73 to you all.
WB2OXU, Bill, your turn for 73. This is
W2BOB. W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU. Very good. As far as the sunspot cycle, I think you can also check that out on the IRRL website. I know when I get their weekly letter, they always have an article there on sunspots. Sunspot activity. So that may be another place you may want to check, George. And Vinny, have you checked your audio and see what the problem might be? I know you said it might have been the connection up at the antenna. But I don't know, it seems like it's getting a little lower this today anyway. Anyway, good to hear you all this morning. Stay well. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And enjoy the sunshine. W2BOB and the group,
Houston WB2OXU. 73's everyone.
Okay, Bill, thanks, and we'll look for you back next week with us. WB2OXU, now over to Alpha Alpha 2WP. Willing P, your turn, whatever else you have, plus 73, please.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Very good. Good net today. Enjoyed it. Vinny and Paul, good luck with finishing up the antenna. I hope that all works out well. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all the wives. And I had spoken to Paul when we were doing the antenna thing about maybe getting together another lunch over in New York. And sounds like a good idea. Maybe we should do that before it gets too warm out. We had a good turnout the last time, and it's always nice to put faces with names. Anyway, 73 is to everybody. Have a good weekend, and talk to you on Monday. W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Okay, very good, Willing P. AA2WP, W2BOB, with the safety car reset. And now over to Vinny, KZ2CYX, W2BOB. Go ahead, Vinny.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Boy, it's that time already. It was a good net. Enjoyable, very enjoyable. And Bill, to let you know, no, I haven't gone up there. It's not easy to get up there, but I'm definitely going to have to do it the next few days. An antenna. And I'll take a look at my microphone here. I'm on the radio today. I'll put it up and see what's going on. But you guys mentioned that it was Mother's Day, of course, on Sunday. I wish everybody's mother and great Mother's Day. And I also want to shout out to our old friend, Silent Key Josephine, WA2ZNT, wherever she may be. May she rest in peace. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Quick break, Bob.
I got it, Bill.
Yeah, Vinny, before you take the microphone apart, you might want to check the microphone gain in the rig's menu and see what it's set at. You may want to try different settings and see if that may make a difference as well. W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU.
Will do, Bill. Thanks. Appreciate that.
KB2DPB, sounds like he's 5KCU up. KB2DPB clear.
Okay, ready? You copy that from Jerry?
Yes, I did, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate the input, Jerry.
Contact?
Go ahead.
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt. Just wanted to say to Jerry, if you're still listening, I said that I would meet you on the Pearl. They're having a problem there, so I'm not even able to even get into that. So we'll try something else later. Have a good weekend, and Mother's Day greetings to the spouse there. KC2ZUM clear.
KC2ZUM disconnected.
Hey, N2NBR, your turn, John, for 73, please. Whatever else you have for us, go ahead.
Okay, Bob, Alan, Paul, George, Bill, Willie, and Vinny. Everybody have a good weekend, and happy Mother's Day. That day of the year we get to honor those people that brought us into the world, especially our mothers. So, mine is gone. Memories are still there. I'll say 73 and look forward to Monday. W2BOB in the group and 2NBR.
Okay, John, very good. And we'll look for you again next week, that's for sure. Okay. Vinny, on a quick break, you have the Kenwood 781, right?
Yes, Bob, I do.
Hey, on the screen, do you see the frequency you're on, or do you have a name for the group?
No, the frequency's on there. 9960.
That's the problem. It's 955.
Oh, here we go.
That's why I said he was 5KC off, Bob.
Thanks, Jerry. I just wanted to double check with him to make sure that he could see what, frequency was.
Okay, it's 955 now. Any difference?
Yeah, big difference.
There you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
Connected KZ2HWG.
Operational for him. Hey, this has been the CBS Retirees Net, W2BOV here, and we'll close the net for today and resume on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Until then, everybody have a great day today, a good weekend, and happy Mom's Day to all the mothers out there. W2BOV, closing the net, going QRT.
KZ2HWG disconnected. W2BOB disconnected.
KB2DPD, WB2OXU.
WB2OXU, KD2CYX.
Good to hear you once again.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Jerry.
Benny, you sound terrific now.
What a little tweaking can do, I tell you. I never realized it until Bob said it. I said, oh, yeah, there we go. Well, I'm glad I'm back in action. How does it look, Bill? That's why I try to contact you. How does it sound to you?
Benny, it's fantastic. I was even able to copy you on the input now. That's why I told you originally you were 5KC off, which I really hated to do because people yell at me when I do that. Some people get downright nasty about it.
Hey, when you're right, you're right. No, I appreciate it very much. We've been talking about this for the longest time, and it never occurred to me that, you know, my granddaughter, maybe she came here one day and turned it off a little bit, because I don't touch it. I very rarely touch it, I should say, and I haven't looked at it in a long time. So something had to change, obviously. So that worked out good, so I'm glad you mentioned it. Back to you.
Don't feel bad, Vinny. I don't know how old your granddaughter is, but my granddaughter was 2 years ago. She was like 4 or 5. She came over here and she started to play with the radio. She got this radio to do things that people who read the book couldn't get it to do, and she had no book. So, you know, don't underestimate these little kids.
Yeah, my granddaughter's 6 years old, so I know what you're talking about, because the way she operates computers and cell phones and all, I can't even get close to the precision that she has on those things. They're just incredible, these kids. Back to you.
I'm gonna leave Bill out. Well, fortunately, Vinny, she got the radio to do things that no one else could get it to do. But then I wanted it back to the position that it was. So her mom came in and she said to her daughter, Leah, what buttons did you push? And little Leah turns around and says, Mom, well, I pushed this one and this one. And, you know, she started to point to the buttons. So fortunately, I was able to get the radio back to where I wanted it to be. Bill, how in the world are you? What's going on there, young fella?
KB2DPD, KV2CYX, WB2OXU. Very good, Gary. No complaints. Why bother? Nobody listens anyway. Yeah, you sound good on the input once again, Vinny. I told you the other day, you're about the only guy I can hear on the input. But, yeah, it sounds much better. Now, but you're just the same on the input as you did on the repeater. Or Gary's good good ears detected that you may be off frequency by 5 kc's. Much difference here. But then again, with my setup, I don't notice much anyway. But yeah, no, the level came back up. You're right back up there. So no need to take the mic apart. KV2CYX, WB2OXU.
Hey, don't touch anything, Greg. Vinny?
No, I'm not going to touch a thing. KV2CYX here. No, I'm not going to touch a thing. Now that it's set up right, bingo. That's where we leave it. So I thank you guys. You're always always great help, I tell you. It's wonderful to have an association with so many good guys. It really is. Like the other day when all you guys came over, Bill, Paul, and Willie T. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. I don't know about you, Bill, but I really had a good time. And you know, getting that antenna up was a lot of fun. And hopefully, real soon, hopefully today, I'll get that that coax hooked up, and we'll see how the rig, the old rig, runs. Back to you guys, KD2CYX.
Hey, I even got them to confuse his call.
Yes, you did. Thanks.
It's a confusing day.
You know, Bill, it's always good to have fun. That's all I can tell you. It's funny, you said, you know, nobody listens anyway. Someone gave me a great definition of sympathy years ago. It was an amateur radio operator, as a matter of fact. He said it to me this way. There's no sense in complaining because people aren't going to listen anyway. But if you want sympathy, look it up in the dictionary.
Yeah, right. I used to have a friend who used to say, most people don't have the time to sit down and listen to what I have to say anyway, because it'll take a couple of days.
You know what the problem is with that, Bill? Sometimes you'll say to someone, how you feeling? And then you get a whole organ recital, from the toe to the head.
Yeah, I know. It's a simple, okay, or not so good, will suffice. But anyway, yeah, Vinny, did you get that T squared away with all the connections on it already, ready to go?
Yeah, WB2OXU, KD2CYX, we got that whole thing done, and we hoisted it up, as I mentioned, we got it right to the top of the tree. I mean, I don't think it's 2 feet below the peak. It's just amazing how Willie P got that shot right up there. Yeah, all the connections are made, and we just have to make that. Got to lower the antenna to make the connection with the coax, and we're done. Back to you, WB2OXU, KD2CYX.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. So before too long, you'll be on the air, making noise like everybody else. Oh boy, I envy you.
I'm going to sign out, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy those of you that are going to celebrate Mother's Day with mothers and wives. Enjoy yourselves. KB2DPD is clear. 73, gentlemen, and only you know who and what you are. Some of you may even know what you want to be. Vinny?
Well, thank you, Jerry. That's great. And maybe one day I'll try to figure that out, what I want to be. That's, you know, it's for thought. Have a great day, Jerry. Enjoy, and have a great Mother's Day. Have fun.
Gary, 73 is good to hear you. Stay well, and happy Mother's Day. Enjoy. So you're almost ready to go there, Vince, huh?
Yeah, Bill. I'm going to give Paul a call in a few minutes and see if he can come on over later, and we'll see if we can connect that that cable up and just you know, just throw it up here in the shack and see if it what kind of reception we get with it. He's trying to get a hold of an analyzer, antenna analyzer, from one of his friends, so we can really take a look at it and see how well it's doing. So, but in the meantime, you know, we'll plug it in and see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? We don't get a signal, or it's not connected right, or whatever. But I'm sure everything is going to work out okay, because Paul did a great job on that on antenna. He really did. It was very helpful. All you guys, I'm telling you, it's great. And I'm really looking forward. I'm looking out the window now, and I can see the legs on it, you know, going to each side, and it's going to be great. Back to you, Bill. WB2OXU, KD2CYX.
Oh, okay, so you made a lot of progress then. That's good, that's good. Yeah, you can hook it up to the radio and just tune around. As long as you don't transmit, you'll be fine. But yeah, you want to check what the SWRs are for transmitting. But yeah, you can listen around, you know, all the different bands. If there's any activity anywhere, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear something. That should work out good. It really should, and it should stay up there for a very long time. That that watch isn't going anywhere. It's pretty hefty, so it should be good. Yeah, I'm sure Paul will find. He's got an SWR meter, right? But I guess he wants to put the antenna on an analyzer if he can get a hold of one, get a better picture. But as long as the SWRs are low, it should be plenty good. 82CYX, WB2OXU.
WB2OXU, KD2CYX. Yeah, it's funny. I got a call as you were talking to me, so I was kind of listening to Paul call, and he just to let me know that he made his contact to George, and we're going to go pick up the analyzer probably this afternoon. So we'll check it out and we'll see what's going on with it. Hopefully it works good, and I'll be off and running. So I'm looking forward to it. So with that, I'm gonna sign out, Bill. I got to run and do a few errands. So I'll talk to you soon. I'll let you know how we make out with this thing. So WB2OXU, KD2CYX, clear.
All right, Benny. 73s, have a good one, and enjoy. I'm sure it'll be okay, and we'll hear all about it. So take care. Good to hear you. KD2CYX, WB2OXU, clear.
This is WH2ZJZ. WH2ZJZ.
Yes. Can you tell me a line to IEE?
N1LU Mobile, AA2WP, Mobile. How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, Willie. Good to hear you. I'm not sure how I'm doing, to tell you the truth. I'm on my way home. My wife, when she was getting ready to walk the dog, said that he's not acting right. He didn't want to get off his bed. He just lay there looking at her, and he's never done that before, so she's a little concerned. So, of course, she got me concerned at work, so I asked if I could leave early, and I'm on my way home to check him out and see if there's anything wrong. If there is, I got to get a bit of bed. I won't be able to do it tomorrow because we're going to get my oldest son.
It's always something. You know how those things go. You know, sometimes dogs are finicky. Maybe he's got spring fever. He just wants to stay in bed. Sometimes I feel like that, too.
Yeah, normally I would feel the same way. But he is a puppy, and he's got lots of energy. He was fine for me 12:30 this morning when I was walking him after he did what he had to do. He's running around the yard like he wanted to play. So I'm thinking maybe he just stayed up late after I left, and he was tired and didn't want to go anywhere. I figured I don't have to do anything, so let me sleep. That's what I'm hoping. But he is undergoing some chemical treatment. He's on some medication for a parasite that he has that's caused him to have raging diarrhea. Hope no one's eating their breakfast right now. So, I don't know if that's it. I don't know if he's dehydrated or what.
People say it's funny, but it's really odd and runny. Medication.
You asked me what medication. I don't know. I can't even pronounce my own. Certainly can't pronounce the dog's medication. It's an antibiotic. It's kind of funny. Let me see if I'm doubling. It's kind of funny. I looked it up on the internet, and I read some of the side effects, and it's often used for controlling diarrhea. And one of the side effects, it gives you diarrhea. So I don't know who the hell invented that.
Willie, and to IE.
Good morning, John. That sounds like a little this way and that way, that medication. But, hopefully it's nothing. Dogs go through those things, too. So hope it's just a minor something, maybe a little effects of that medication.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hoping when I get there he seems fine, and he was just tired this morning. I mean, those are odd hours to be getting, awakened and then walked around the yard, and then he got wide awake and he wanted to play around, so he might not have gone to sleep right away. And who knows, maybe he fell asleep when she was just getting up, so he was still tired. He does when he sleeps, he's in a deep sleep. I've woken him up when he was sleeping, and he looks at me like he's had like 20 beers. So he does really go into a deep sleep. I guess that's good. I guess he feels comfortable at the house.
A2WP with N1LU. Yeah, I guess so. He's a cute puppy for sure. Did you say you're heading down to D.C. tomorrow? Is your son coming back, or are you just going down for a visit?
Putting the air on and rolling up the windows so I can hear a little bit better. No, I wish it was just a visit. No, we're going down to get him out of his apartment and bring him home.
Oh, wow. Is he done? Is he finished with school now?
He's done for the, for the most part, he's done for the summer. We're going down, emptying out his apartment, cleaning it, which I'm really looking forward to, and then bringing him home for a week. Then a week later, we're bringing him back. He's getting an award, kind of like you, but not for a fire department. And then Sunday, he's moving into a dorm on campus, and for the rest of the month, I think maybe all of June or most of June, he'll be living on campus and taking a couple of courses so that he can graduate, get his degree or whatever, in December. And then in May, he'll be done in December. In May, we'll all go back to Catholic, and he'll walk with his class. But he's been doing this all along. I got to give him credit. He didn't loaf around all summer. He took courses online. These last two courses he wants to take are at the college. so he's doing that. And, you know, in order to get out 6 months before most of his other class.
Hey, sounds like a real studious type there. I heard you mention that once before about him doing that. And wasn't he doing like an internship or something at a school nearby? I think you said he was commuting to a school or something.
N1LU Mobile, yeah, he was student teaching at a nearby private school. I think he was doing middle school. So he did that, and he did very well. He did his presentation, which is part of his final grade for this semester. And he got the grade back yesterday. He was an A, maybe an A+. The teacher that graded him said it was the most professional presentation he ever saw. And he's finishing with all A's for this semester. So we're very proud of him.
Wow, that's tremendous. I'm going to throw it over to the other station here. I'm on the parkway. I'm getting up to my exit and heading down to VA. So, Charlie, have a good day. I hope your dog is good, and I hope you have a good trip tomorrow. N1LU, AA2WP. That other station can pick it up.
Guys, this is WO2T. Just wondering, obviously, are you hearing me? Do I have audio? I see I have power output. I have a complaint, Simplex, that there's no audio.
Yeah, you have audio. It's very low. Well, not very low. It's pretty low, but I'm surprised you had that complaint. No, you've got audio.
Okay, I appreciate it. That's what I thought. I think it's on the other guys, and because it was two different radios here. And I'm on the ICOM now. I tried on the ASU, and he's telling me no audio, only signal. So I don't know. He might have some sort of a PO on or something like that. Thank you very much, and sorry to interrupt your cue, so please continue. Thanks again for the help. This is WO2T, Al in Fairfield.
I recognize your call. I don't know if I recognize it from HF or what, but hey, yeah, no problem. You sound good. N1LU Mobile.
Odd, you're on the HF. Big HF operator. Thanks, man. Be well. Have a great weekend.
K9 on the side. Okay, take care. You too. Well, there, John?
Yes, I-N-2-I-E-E. Yes, I am, Bob. Good afternoon or good morning. I'm on my way to a motor vehicle in Wellington there to renew my registration.
Oh, okay, Wellington. My company used to be in Wellington, I believe. Yeah, I believe so. Many, many years ago. I don't know if you ever knew that. I think it was Wellington. Willie would know. Willie was there on a fire call.
Not a fire call. I was in Jersey City, down near the Skyway.
Oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't Wellington then. Only reason I thought it was Wellington is because we had hams that we called Wally Oblongs, and I thought we called them that because it was the plant back then was in Wellington. But Jersey City sounds familiar. Yeah, there's only been two, that one and the one I'm in now.
Maybe it looked like somebody's Wally.
It was our cheaper line. I don't know if we still make it or not. I'm not in the ham department. We try to sell what we call our number one line, which is Canadian hams. All right, very good. I know you were going where you had to be, or I don't know. I'm just starting my trip. I'm on the Palisades. Luckily, I got this far with no trouble from the George.
I think this morning I was watching on TV, got Beats and Watson on. How they make their olive loaf or their bologna and stuff.
Yeah, they're one of our bigger competitors. In fact, they've taken a lot of business away from us, unfortunately. But they're a pretty good company, from what I understand. I've never dealt with them. I have dealt with Boar's Head before. They even give Boar's Head a run for their money. For some reason, they're able to offer it cheaper. I think they're in Pennsylvania. But I love when we make olive loaf because I get to the olives before they get mixed in the emulsion, because I love green olives, the big green olives that we have. So I'll go over there while there's a couple, you know, laying on the top. And that's when I get my my green olive fix. And I think we make olive loaf at least once or twice a week.
And to IE. Man, I like Coca's, but I do not like to go to a place where you have a crap lane in the vats. That doesn't look too good to me. Feel like I got a jug.
It's all a matter of perspective. I see that stuff laying around, and I smell the raw meat in the bins and stuff, and smells like money to me.
You say it smells like money to you?
That's right, smells like money to me. You know, everybody's got their own way of making money, and that's how I grew up, basically. Since 1974, I've been in the meat industry. And anybody that I've ever worked for has always made a lot of money on the meat. Look at the guy that makes toothpicks. I'm sure he's a millionaire for making, a stick with two points at the end.
Same with those stickums in the White House, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is have an idea and have it catch on, and it doesn't make any difference what it is.
A hula hoop.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that guy's doing nowadays, but yeah, he's probably good. I'm sure he made his money, his fortune in the 50s and 60s. And I still see them once in a while, but very rarely see them being used. That used to be part of every gym class when I was a kid.
Yes, girls, shake it up now, come on. Anyways, into our beautiful day out here.
I don't know what all that noise is every time we uncave. It's a terrible squelch. But yeah, it's a gorgeous day. I haven't seen a cloud yet. Got my air on, first time I've used it this year.
Hey, you gotta throw it on in the wintertime, even, just to keep everything running, man. You know, turn it on in wintertime, summertime on one of those 90-degree days, and find out, oh, man, I need a charge.
Yeah, well, my car's pretty new. I think I've only seen two summers with it. This will be my third, I think. So it should be fine. But, I'm not one to complain anymore. I mean, I went at least three years without air conditioning in my Honda Civic. Thank God I had a sunroof. I drive home with both side windows down and the sunroof open on 90-degree days with no air conditioning. I got used to it after a while.
What do you mean you like that stop-and-go stuff? Sitting in heavy traffic. Wow. Hi, Lee. Rockman. I saw his truck by his shop when I came out from the Oval by him there. He was gone. He gave a few shouts. I don't know where he went.
Left a little pause in case he was around. Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe he had to go pick up some parts or something. Thought I'd give him a call since I was on the road. Because I know the first thing he was going to say is, what are you doing in your car this time of the day?
Now, what you doing? Do I say, let me say hello, man. Charlie. I'll be listening here. Want to sit back, put the stereo on, dial it up a bit, and go stand in line at the motor vehicle.
Yeah, I certainly don't envy you. That's pretty bad. Any motor vehicle I've ever been to is pretty bad. By us, we can have minor things done, like renew our driver's license. We can do that at AAA, and it goes much quicker there. I've never really had to do it, wait more than 20 minutes to get my license done. But when you have to register a car or something, that's got to be done through motor vehicle. Take care. Good year, and you have a nice weekend. And to IEEN1LU. Mobile.
Hey, Charlie, you too. The motor vehicles around here, they got cops standing, I guess, you know. And I first seem to answer a question. They put their hand on their gun. Hey, buddy, all I want is information, you know. They want to, I don't know. Because you and me are not perfect together. 7-3 and 1-L-U. Enjoy it. And Hawaii. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I support our police. But it's because there's a couple of bad apples out there. There's a lot more good cops than there are bad cops. I wouldn't want to do that job. But anyway, 73, have a great weekend. N1LU Mobile.
I got a nephew who's a cop. I don't trust him. Take care.
And one London Underground, KB2DTB. Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing? Haven't spoken with you in a while. Hope everything is going well with you and the family.
Yeah, good to hear you, Jerry. Yeah, everything's going good. I'm just going home to check on my pooch. My wife said he wasn't acting right this morning, so I asked to leave work early. You know, I'm not, like, right around the corner from work, so if I want to get him to the vet today, I've got to get there a little bit earlier. It takes me an hour plus to get home. So I'm going to check on him. Hopefully he was just tired. I'll find out when I get home.
Yeah, hopefully everything is okay with him or her. You never know anymore what a person has, a he or a she.
He's sort of between sexes. He's a boy without the jewels.
Said it, I didn't. Anyways, good to hear you. Don't hear you that much. I don't hear you that often. As I go through the memories, I do hear you. And this happens days. How's everything doing well?
Good, Jerry. You keep dropping out. I don't know if it's you or the repeater or what. But you keep dropping out there. I don't know if you've got a weak finger on the push to talk or a loose connection.
I'm wondering about that because it seems that it's something, it's intermittent. It doesn't always happen. If I squeeze this any, push to talk any tighter, I'll push it through the microphone. Which may not be a bad idea, because then I won't be able to use the radio, and that might make a lot of people happy.
Well, it's fine on that transmission. So I think, you know, sometimes you get lazy finger syndrome. I've done it myself, especially the older you get, and I guess you're probably a little bit older than me. So you just got to make sure you put firm. Well, what mic is that? What radio?
Tango Mike Victor 71 Alpha. You know what it is, Charlie? Some of these microphones, the push to talk is very easy to push. Then there are other ones that are a little harder.
I have that same microphone. I haven't used it in a while, that radio, but I do recall that's a big mic. So it takes a lot to control that thing a little, you know, better than most smaller mics, but that's a real big mic and fat microphone. That's the one with the hole in the big hole in the center. That's the biggest hole I've seen in a microphone for your audio.
Well, I've had the radio quite a few years now, and this is the second microphone I've been using with it. They're very cheap on the internet. I guess actually it's probably aftermarket. But it works very well. For $20, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen those. Those are the Chinese copies of that microphone. That might be part of your problem. But now that you're concentrating on pushing the push-to-talk a little bit better, it hasn't done it before. I mean, it hasn't done it again. But yeah, I'm always a little leery. It sounds pretty good. It sounds just like the original mic. So audio-wise, it's not bad at all.
You know what the problem is, Charlie? As you talk, you have a tendency, I believe anyway, to relax your thumb. I use my thumb for the push to talk. And as I said, sometimes as you're talking, you don't realize it, but you're releasing the push to talk without even realizing it.
Yeah, I do too. On 99% of my radios. I think the TYT, sometimes I turn the microphone upside down only because of where they place the mic hole, and sometimes I push it with something other than my thumb. But yeah, 99% of the time I'm pushing the mic with my thumb. PTT. So it does get a workout. I probably have the strongest thumb in the plan.
Oh, no problem with that. It's just something you gotta stay aware of. I have another microphone for this radio, which has a very hard push to talk button. You really gotta use force with it. Then I have the original one, and the only reason I don't like it is the, and I think $10 you can fix it. The push buttons don't work. I have a tendency to use the up and down button to go through the frequencies. And I believe what happened is I wore it out. And for that, you got to put a whole new touchpad in.
Well, it's probably the relay under the touchpad. There's a relay that button pushes on. I've replaced relays for that reason in a couple of microphones. One in particular was the SM8. Actually, it wasn't because of pushing on it. It was the up and down button, which I use very rarely, but the relay went bad. They're real small relays. Getting them out is a little touchy. What I did is I took it out, I looked at it with a magnifying glass, got the specs off of it, and then just looked in Mauser. Found one with the same specs, ordered it, put it in, it worked fine. That's what it is, probably a relay, and they're going bad.
And they don't make them like they used to. I understand years ago they made them quite a bit better. But, hey, everything changes in time. You know what they say, Charlie? You win a few, you lose a few. Some get rained out, and then there's those you won and never know about.
Yeah, well, they don't make anything as good as they used to, as good as the old days. Even food. Twinkies aren't the same as the Twinkies that I grew up with. Games, Operation, they have, the Operation game. They have the newer one out. Same basic principle. But it's all cheap crap. The one that I played with as a kid was heavy duty. You could throw that thing across the room and it wouldn't break. Stuff they use now is really terrible. You know, they're cheapening everything so they can make more money.
Well, yeah, I figure it this way, Charlie. See, when I was a kid, you could get a quart of milk for a quarter. You could get a large loaf of bread for 26 cents. Now, I was born in 1939, so I'm talking about the 50s. A bagel was 5 cents. A roll was 4 cents. However, as people wanted to make more money, everything got higher and higher. And you know what I'm talking about, so we don't even have to compare it. The more money, the higher your salary, you've got to pay more so that they can pay somebody else's salary. And I'm curious to see if Cuomo ever gets this $15 an hour thing put through for McDonald's and what have you. I can only imagine what we're going to pay for hamburgers.
I don't know what the going rate is now. I have a funny feeling they're shooting for the sky and they're willing to settle for maybe $10 or $12 an hour. $15 seems like a lot for, guys that are working at McDonald's schlepping hamburgers. I remember my minimum wage at the time was like 5 and change, I think, when I first started. My first paycheck after a 40-hour work week, I took home $168. I can still remember to this day. Back in 1974, I took home $168, and that may have had overtime in it, too. And I thought I was hot, you know what. $168, wow. I'd put a bullet in my brain if I was making that now.
KNY98.
George, how in the world are you? I hope everything is going well for you and the family. It's always good to hear you, George. You always sound so full of vim, vigor, and vitality.
Wow, with an introduction like that. I just wanted to pop in here and join this wonderful conversation. Good morning to you, Jerry. Good morning to you, Charlie. I've been enjoying listening here. And I just wanted to make the little commentary that I too remember when you could get into a movie. It wasn't the best movie in the place, but you could get in for 14 cents. But they started out with a quarter, which were all made out of 97% silver in those days. You had 14 cents to get in. You had 10 cents for candy. You had a penny left over. Wow. What a deal. So, you know, the problem is, after a while, everybody increases demand and doesn't increase supply, or they increase the supply of not-so-great goods. So remember the motto for today, price equilibrates supply and demand. Charlie, over to you, N1LU with KB2DPD. This is NY9A.
NY9A, N1LU, mobile goods, yeah. Good morning, George. Good to hear you. Yeah, I don't quite remember movies being that cheap, but there's certainly 50 cents when I was a kid. And for that, you got a short, a cartoon, or two cartoons, and sometimes even a double feature. I don't think I've heard of a double feature in years. And certainly no shorts. What you do is you end up watching previews for upcoming movies and advertisements. But yeah, when we were kids, we could spend all day in the movie theater, come out, and it was nighttime, and for very little money. Of course, they let you smoke in the theater, too, which wasn't really that great back then. You know, there was a smoking section. Like, the people in the non-smoking section weren't getting secondhand smoke. Ah, the good old days. Over to you, Jerry.
WB2RX2.
Good morning again, Bill. Well, George, I remember some of those prices. I remember the nickel soda in the soda machine. And if you had a dollar, George, you could actually buy 20 different types of candy. 20 different types of candy bars. Now, I know Bill is a lot younger than all of us, so he wouldn't remember those days, but... Yeah, a 4 cent roll, a 5 cent bagel, quarter milk for a quarter, 26 cents for cigarettes. For 20 cigarettes. Yes, sir, George, we've come a long way, haven't we? Bill, I'll turn it over to you. And say good morning, young fella.
KB2DPD under group WB2OXU. Good morning, Gary. Again, and George, and Charlie. Charlie, I wondered if this is your summer Friday hours. You're out early. Anyway, yeah, no, I don't remember those 14-cent movies, but 50 cents, like Charlie said, yes. If you had a dollar, boy, you can have a good time all day long. And, yeah, the double features as well. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but listen, these jobs at McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and that kind of stuff, they were never meant to be made a career out of. You know, those jobs, when I was in school, those are the jobs you seek after school, you know, part-time, you know, 15, 20 hours a week. You got some change in your pocket. They would never meant to be made a career out of, you know. There's basically no skills. And train anybody to flip burgers. But I don't know. It may come a time where all you're going to do is sit at your table and order right there just like you do through the drive-thru, and then a server comes by, puts the stuff on your table. You don't need no waitress, no waiters, no nothing. But anyway, it's crazy. Over to you, Charlie. N1LU on the group WB2OXU.
All right, I don't want to break up the rotation, but I finally got it down in my head, so it's over to you, George. Send to me.
Now let George do it.
Sorry, I was trying to take a minute out to put my shoes on. Anyway, you're sounding good, guys. Let me move over here. I think this is a little better spot. I don't know. Once the leaves go on the trees, all the sweet spots change from the wintertime. so I don't know where I am right now. I do notice there's one inside, so I'll probably go and sit down there for a minute.